Returning to the subject after 5 years has been like walking into Kafka's closet. It's an image from The Trial, Kafka's walking nightmare of a novel about an accused man in search of his crime. In the midst of his travail, Joseph K. opens the door to a small storage room and sees a man poised to flog two others with a rod. Sometime later, K. opens the same door and the three men are still there, in precisely the same position. A lot can happen in 5 years. For my part, I had divorced, remarried, had a child, moved to a different state, and written a book on an unrelated topic. But the people who inhabit Kevin Mitnick's universe are all exactly as I left them. They seem to have had none of life's experiences that make us wiser, more serene or resolved to do something different with our lives. They are people locked into the fringes of criminality and the law enforcement system. When I returned to the story in early 1995, Susan Thunder was still nurturing her grudge against Roscoe. She posted messages to internet news groups quoting from Cyberpunk and inserting such epithets as putrid and wicked in front of Roscoe's name. For his part, Roscoe was still employed as a computer manager at the auto parts reseller in L.A. that he worked for when I met him 6 years earlier. As for Mitnick himself, it seems that even if he had wanted to stop breaking into other people's computers, he couldn't.